1039 LI News Radio. News Radio. Your station for local news and information.
Limbering up right now, you see. I'm getting the old shoulder massage right now as we speak. I'm gearing up for 6 tonight, I tell you. I'm ready right now, Trenny. I just wish my opponent was here right now. You see? Because I'm going to float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. Chris Hahn, ladies and gentlemen. You hear him every Thursday evening. Replayed on Sunday. And nice enough to get out of his beauty sleep and join me here on the show. And it's you know, I tell you, it's always great to have you. Always great to have you, sir.
It's great to be here, man. Great to be here. Not all of us get up at 5 a.m. to get on the radio. So some of us like to sleep.
Let's be precise, first off, with information. Because, you know, that's what, 4:30 a.m., the alarm rings. All right, let's be careful here with information.
I was shocked when you told me there was a 4:30 a.m. That was news to me.
4:30 a.m., I'm up and at 'em. Couple of cups of coffee, I'm ready to roll.
There you go.
I tell you, it's a good one tonight. You and I, 6 to 7. Very serious subject, but you know it's a subject, Mr. Hahn, that has been floated around for a long time. And you know something, we were somewhat deflated. You and I spoke about this with the fact that it's not in the state budget this year in New York. You know,
no, not in the state budget. They're going to talk about it at the end of the legislative session, and I would give it a 50-50 chance of passing, maybe a 60-40 chance of defeat right now. I think it was a big blow not getting into the state budget. I think there's still a lot of views on it that are still defined by a movie that came out in the 1940s and not by anything that's based in reality, and that's what you and I are going to talk about tonight.
Yeah, so it should be interesting. It was a lot of fun, yeah.
And you know, Jay, that I come at this from a position of a guy who's never done it. I mean, I tried it once in college like everybody else, but I'm not a user. I don't even drink alcohol. But I just think that, you know, as somebody who has at least a social libertarian view of the world, that I don't see the difference between this and other things that are legal. In fact, you and I mean, you just talked about your coffee. You called me at 7:30. I had just woken up, and I needed to get my coffee before I got on the air. That's a drug, too. You know, the caffeine in that coffee and the alcohol and the beer, these are all things that society has said we are allowed to have. But for some reason, this, which I'm not going to be one of those guys that come up there and tell you that I think it's the best thing in the world, that I think it's the cure for all of our ills. I just don't think there's anything different between that and slugging a shot of whiskey.
Well, I mean, the similarities exist as far as impairment if you get behind a steering wheel, Mr. Hahn, don't you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you shouldn't be allowed to get behind a steering wheel, just like you're not allowed to get behind a steering wheel when you are on whiskey. So it's one of those things. You know, I always say this to you, and I've said this to you before. I've been around drunks, and I've been around potheads, and I've had drunks try to beat me up, and I've had potheads embrace me a little bit too long in an awkward hug. So I'd rather have the awkward hug.
What do you define as an awkward hug?
You know, a hug that lasts just, you know, a little too long. Maybe they grab your butt.
First off, you know, when I saw you at the networking event, I gave you a hug. I did not put a hand on your derriere, I do not believe.
It was not the least bit awkward, Jay. You were a true professional in your hug. You did not Joe Biden me.
No, but I actually wanted to kiss you on top of your head. You were terrific that evening. Good stuff. It was a fun night with Kilmeade. Chris Hahn with us. Debate tonight, 6 to 7. And legalization of marijuana, let's face it. It's a lot of states in the union have legalized it. We're going to talk about it. In depth. Before we let you go, my friend, is there anything? I mean, do you expect any? We're looking at a redacted report, I guess, released tomorrow. Give me a little dissertation on the Hahn assessment of it all as far as the Barr report.
Well, I want to see exactly how much he redacts. Barr has basically shown himself to just be a true ally of his boss, the president. I think the Attorney General of the United States is supposed to represent the United States, not an individual. But this is not new for Barr. This is how he was when he was George Herbert Walker Bush's Attorney General back in the early 90s. So, when people tell you who they are, believe them. He's a guy who's going to support and defend his boss, even at the expense of the American people. I think we're grown-ups, just as I think people should be allowed to choose to smoke marijuana if they want. I think we're grown-ups. I think this country redacts far too much from our view. Too much is labeled top secret. Too much is labeled of national security importance. And I think that's what we're going to find out tomorrow. We're going to get a report that's 400 pages of black Sharpie.
Yeah, well, you know what? We need more transparency in our world. And
absolutely.
Let's see what...
And Jay, the truth always comes out. So whatever he redacts, the truth will come out, whether it's leaked by somebody who has it or whether we eventually get it through the court process. The truth wants to come out, and it always does.
No doubt. Listen, my friend, always a pleasure to talk with you. I look forward to tonight. How's that?
I'll see you later on.
All right, my friend. Chris on, ladies and gents, debate, the legalization of cannabis, weed, pot, marijuana, whatever you want to call it. It all takes place tonight, 6 to 7, right here on LI News Radio.